Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com.
We have to get to a point to where we just decide, I am not going to live under my own weight of self-pity anymore. I would preach the gospel to myself every single day. I would get up in the mornings. Many mornings I'd wake up at 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, couldn't go back to sleep. And before my dad would, before he died, he would have a panic attack in the nursing home. And then he had a telephone. Actually, it was an assisted living facility, and he had access to a telephone. He would call me in the middle of the night and wake me up screaming at the top of his lungs. And I would get up, and I would be so depressed, so scared. I would literally out loud preach to myself. That is how I fought the fear. I just decided I'm sick and tired of living in self-pity. And I even quit calling it depression. In my mind, I had to call it self-pity because I had to choose. I do not want to stay here anymore. And here's a great way to illustrate that. We all know that we need to exercise. I mean, everybody in America knows that. If you don't know that, you haven't been watching television or paying attention to, you know, doctors and all the experts. But the only way to get stronger is to break down the muscle that you want to build up. That's how a muscle gets stronger. You've got to lift weights that are heavy so that the strain can be put on the muscle so that the fibers of the muscle can be broken down. When the fibers of the muscle are broken down and torn apart, they are then grown back together stronger. That's how you build your heart. That's how you increase your capacity for oxygen. If you want to lose weight, you got to move more. If you want to grow stronger, you've got to break down those muscles. That same principle applies to our hearts. That same principle applies to our spirit. It applies to our spiritual life. When the things that are breaking us happen in our lives, we can say, by God's grace, it will not break me, it will make me. It will make me stronger. I'm going to fight this fear with faith. I'm going to preach the gospel to myself. I'm going to read the Word of God. I'm going to get around people who will do more than just pat me on the back and say, I'm sorry. I'm going to get around people who are going to call faith out of me. I'm going to get around people who have gone through things worse than what I've gone through, and they've lived to tell their story of survival. That is how we grow stronger.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.